Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And I always say that literally. Thank God for that. And it's so beautiful to wake up every day and have gratitude and be thankful for what we're giving. And it's also, as we get older, a lot of us say, you know, things seem to be creaking and we don't feel as great as we should have, which is not totally unacceptable to a point and a large point. So today, those of you that are used to listening to us and our agents and brokers, we're going to take the entire hour to focus on what our guest has to tell us. I'm so honored to be able to have our guest on our show today, and it's just such an honor and a privilege, and without further ado, I'll go into more of the details because the time is going to fly. So life as a winner, you know, we want to win, and people have their lives and their families, and with all the success in the world and money, if you don't have your health, what do you have? You really don't have anything, because then you're fighting to get your health, because that comes first. And playing the game of life as a winner, Dr. Wayne Pickering, known as Dr. Wayne the Mango Man, is going to go over 8 easy moves with us today while getting a new start and where we go. And Dr. Wayne the Mango Man has a doctorate in naturopathy, theology, and a master's degree in nutrition. He's a Florida State licensed nutritional counselor, and his programs have been approved for continuing education credits by the Florida and Alabama Board of Pharmacies. He is a very well-known speaker all around the world. His years and years of experience, he's taking this. We always talk about on our shows about how you serve and create, and we have our gifts, our unique gifts. He clearly, when you hear what we're going to talk about today, literally, that he was meant to do this and serve, and he's helping. He's helped thousands and thousands of people already. He's authored 10 health guides, 25 books, 92 DVDs, 110 CDs, 22 audio learning systems, plus the Perfect Diet Program. I always say diet. Oh, it has that word diet in it. Who wants to do a diet? Because it just is like, ah. But when we make it our lifestyle and change our habits and can really consistently do it and then not only see the results but feel the results, it's a no-brainer. He's published over 450 articles on fitness and nutrition. He has 28 websites and thousands of subscribers for his weekly health column. His purpose is teaching people how to be the healthiest person on the planet, not the wealthiest person in the grave, with a focus on nutrition and basic philosophy. He says, I say, Dr. Wayne, the Mango Man Pickering says, if you want to be tough, you've got to eat good stuff. He's spoken in 5 countries and was even invited to go into practice with the osteopathic physician who's treated the Queen of England. He was supposed to die, wait till you hear the story, before his 30th birthday. And after 3 serious bouts with rheumatic fever, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, and many other health problems, he is now 71 years young. I think that's like 71 now is like the, oh, gosh, probably like the new 50. He's an award-winning triathlete and double nominee for Mr. Healthy American Fitness Leader Award. And also got a lot of praise from his friend, Jack LaLanne, who is also one of Dr. Wayne's on one of his websites, along with several other credible physicians. For those of you who don't, Jack LaLanne was extremely into health and a muscle fitness builder and many, many, much more, which I know Dr. Wayne will be able to tell us about. The website, which we're going to put on here, is healthatlast.com. So he's also been in 3 wars, oh my goodness, and wounded on his 3rd term in one of those wars, Vietnam, working with Navy SEAL team in 1969 and awarded 12 medals for all his years in service. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dr. Wayne, the Mango Man Pickering. How are you?
I am terrific. I would always say I'm awesome, but I'm improving.
Oh, you're amazing.
Thank you. Listen, that was sweet of you to share all that, okay? I appreciate it. And you mentioned something here just a moment ago about diet. You're exactly spot on, as they would say in England. We don't teach diet.
Diet.
But we left the diet in the verbiage there because people will relate to, let's say, an eating regime if it has the word diet in there. But we don't teach diet. We teach people how to eat in accordance to the way the body works, so that everything you eat stands the best chance of digesting and receiving the rewards of what you're eating favorably, of course. With all that said,
I love it.
Yeah, we don't diet. We teach nutrition.
No, you just, that makes so much sense because it's part of your, but before we, I have a lot of questions to ask you today, and this hour is going to fly by as usual. And I know you're going to, you should tell us about 8 easy moves while getting, you know, your new start. Before we get into all of that, could you just tell us, I talked a lot about your history, but could you tell us what made you, what was it before you were 30? And, I mean, when did you know, hey, this is my life's mission? And tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. When I was wounded in Vietnam on my 3rd term over there, I was constantly sick at my stomach. I mean, I couldn't rise above it no matter what I took for it. There was one lesson that I've learned in my 41 years in this business now, is that we should never treat disease. We need to treat the body. The disease, you're going to find out here in the series that you and I have planned to do here, ultimately, that disease is your friend. It's telling you, hey, you're doing something wrong. You need to snap out of this. But then we go to somebody who studies disease and not health. We need to go to somebody who studies health, not disease, because it's the opposite end of the spectrum.
Makes perfect sense.
So when I came back...
Okay.
Yeah, when I came back, I was maybe 8 years there. I was going through some severe gastrointestinal problems. I mean, very bad. And I just happened to be over to a friend of mine's house. I was lifeguarding at the time. And I said, Ralph, what's that? I saw a little postcard on his refrigerator. And he said, oh, he says, have you ever got any stomach challenges, digesting and all that? He says, that'll take care. I said, oh, come on. He said, really? Read about it. And so I said, where will I get one of these? He said, I have a spare one. I'll give it to you. I took it home. And I tried it for one day. I was shocked. My stomach stopped hurting. I said, no way. So I went 2 days. I couldn't believe it. So the next day I said, this can't be true. So I went ahead and went back to my old eating habits and everything. And boy, did I get sick. I said, let me try this again. I tried it again. And I got well in no time. I couldn't believe it. So I said, this can't be true. So I tried it the 3rd time, Natalie. And and I always give things 3 strikes, you're out kind of thing. I didn't go back because I started feeling so good. And that's what sparked my interest right there.
What was in it?
Oh, it's called food combinations. Yeah, the way we need to eat in a compatible combination with our body's digestive chemistry, which you and I'll be speaking about here in a little while.
I love it. That's fantastic. So you've got, do different people have different, I mean, different chemistries, or is it because we're human That's, I'm making a very layman question because I love to do it that way because it, a lot of people want to know, will it work? Everything work for everybody, or we have to, depends on our blood type, our system?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. That's an excellent question. I have spoken, as you indicated in the introduction there, that I'm approved for CEU credits, continuing education credits, by the Florida and the Alabama Boards of Pharmacy. I've spoken, I'm past president of the National Speakers Association here in Florida, and I've spoken for years all over the world, and more doctors have been in my seminars than I ever dreamed would happen. Here's my point to that. I've challenged every one of them to prove me wrong. I will buy you the dream home of your choice, pay off all of the debts that you have, if you can prove me wrong. We all digest food exactly the same way. The rate of the efficiency,
that's good to know.
Yeah, the rate of the efficiency of the breakdown may vary, and our needs may vary, but the way we do it is identical. And prove me wrong, you look at any anatomy book, any physiology book, in the mouth we do it this way, in the stomach we do it this way, in the duodenum, the jejunum, all of that, right through the whole alimentary canal, there is a science, which we'll be talking about here in our time together today, okay? But
perfect.
We all do it the same way. Now, that was my beginning right there. I said, aha, there's got to be a system. So then I started studying the chemistry of the body. That would spark me to go back to school. And that was the genesis of my career right there. So things just don't happen in life. They happen justly. And I love the spiritual side of your life, which we're going to be talking about here in a little while as well.
I love this. It's just so, it was so meant to be. Mm-hmm. Dr. Wayne, I've heard you say that life is a checkerboard and the person opposite of you is time. Talk to us about that, would you?
Okay. There's four things in life, Natalie, that we'll never buy in our lives, okay? There's four. There's a few others, but these four head the list. Our health. I tell people, healthy people have lots of goals. Unhealthy people only have one goal. Spirituality, that's a gift. You can't buy that. Integrity, that takes years to build and seconds to destroy. And our time. It's the only one we'll never get back. We can get our health back if you implement what you and I are going to bring in the series that's going to follow our time here together. And we can get our health back. But when we're born, our thymus gland, which governs our immune system, is 250 grams. Notice when your kid falls, cuts his hand, you pick him up, you kiss it, you put a Band-Aid on it, and he's back out there running again. 200, your resilience at that time of your life is the highest of all. So 250 grams when you're born. When you're 60, it's less than 20 grams.
Really?
So your ability to bounce back is not as strong. That's why it takes longer to heal. If you bump your knee or say, ooh, or if you cut your hand, it takes maybe a week or two to really heal up. But when you're kids, you can do it. So your time with your health has to be right now. Not, okay, I'll get, no, right now. So we can get our health back. We can always have our spirituality back. And we can get our integrity back, but it takes a long time. But there is one thing we will never get back, and that's our time.
Absolutely.
Now, here's my line about time. Time is what we have. Wisdom is what we do with it. So those are the four things we'll never buy in our lives.
That makes so much sense. Can you, when, for example, say somebody says, okay, right now they're 60, they haven't been eating well, haven't been taking care of themselves, of course it's better to start from now forward anyhow, but can they reverse engineer it? Do our cells reproduce like that often? I've heard before that many cells reproduce within 30 to 90 days. But, I mean, so is it possible to really make an extreme adjustment?
Oh, yes. Now, it'll take you a little longer. For the longer that you have abused yourself, it's going to take a little longer for you to bounce back, but you will bounce back, and here's a good answer to that. Let's say you cut your hand badly. Notice it bleeds. Notice it go ahead and forms a scab. And then eventually the scab comes off and you got a little scar tissue there, but you've healed. You know that, and I know that, and anybody that's listening knows that. So the bottom line to this is we're healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. In our series that you and I will be doing, I'll be teaching you three lessons about your health. And when you come back and hear that series, we'll lay all that out for you. But that's the first of the three lessons right there. We're healthy automatically by design. So once you implement the conditions of health, you will be healthy because of it. Don't treat disease. Treat the body.
That makes sense. You know, you hear about people, like I say, when someone says they're sick or they have this, I like, I don't want to own it because words are powerful.
Yep.
And don't want to own like an illness, that, you know, because no, because then it seems like it comes to somebody more and other people, it exaggerates itself.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, Dr. Wayne, so talk to us about playing this game of life with 8 easy moves that we are truly blessed with. And I know this will be great. It's great interest to me, and I'm sure it will be for our listeners. And we'll go into it in more detail in the future, but kind of narrowing it down here for our little bit of time we have today.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you remember Willie Sturgis, famous umpire, New York Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Opening game to World Series. Picks that whisk broom out of his pocket. Walks up to the home plate, sweeps off the home plate, and what are the two words that he says to get the game going?
Oh, boy.
Play ball.
I'm not going to... Play ball, okay.
Okay, play ball. He didn't say work ball. He said play ball. Notice all those guys out there, or women, who's ever playing. It's their career. They're having fun. It's good for their health. They're out there doing what they're doing, associating, communicating, and all of that stuff, okay? So if we play ball, we need to implement these 8 conditions so that we'll be successful there, and it's the same with the game of life. And they form an acronym. I want everybody to get a pen and paper out and write this word down the page, not across the page, down the page, one letter in each line. Checkers. If we play the game of checkers, we make the right moves, the right jumps, good common sense, good strategy, we win. We have to play the game of checkers. We don't work it, we play it. So the C is our career. And we have, and I have a special gift. I just now thought about this. I have a special gift for everybody. That if you will do this, first of all, your vocation has to be a vacation. There's no sense.
Love it.
Yeah, there's no sense in working at something that you're not happy with, and you're working because you need the money. Don't work because you need the money. Work at something you're passionate about. And most people go through their whole life not having a clue what they're passionate about. And Natalie, one of the reasons why I decided to go ahead and share all this through your avenue of pursuit, because you're so passionate about what you do, and over
Thank
the
you.
Years, all you've done, I it's remarkable. I love it. And so here's my gift to everybody. If you will email me, mangoman@mangoman.com, mangoman@mangoman.com. And just put in the subject line 3 steps. And if you want to put Natalie's name in there as well, do. We're going to send you an hour audio program we did with Success University. in Dallas, Texas, and it was called Discovering Your Greatness. It's a three-step plan that within 2 weeks, you will, not maybe, you will know exactly what you're going to do for the rest of your life, .. guaranteed.
Wow.
That's my gift to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So mangoman@mangoman.com, type in there, three-step plan, in the subject line, and I'll know exactly what it is, and the girls here in the office will make sure that you get that. And that's free. We charge for that normally, but that's our gift to you today. Here's the bottom line to your career. If we honor God, serve our fellow man / woman, creating a service out of what we are genuinely passionate about, so that everybody who is involved in the service has equal opportunity to gain, then we win.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you love to do.
Well said.
Isn't it? Now, okay,
mm-hmm.
That's the career, the health side of your life. We must take care of our health now, because no matter how much you acquire or fulfill your every desire, what good is all that wealth when you've lost your health and have to suffer until you expire?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the E, that's the economics, the money side of our lives. I will say this about money, okay? Money doesn't buy you happiness, but you can rent it so long you'll think you own it. You got
to
have it.
It's good to have, yes.
And money isn't everything, but it beats what's ever in second place. We got to have it. And it's so hard to keep a smile on your face when they're toting your furniture out the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have it. But that's not our main focus. That's the reward. What's the service? It's like the guy sitting in front of a fireplace and says, give me heat, then I'll give you the wood. No. You got to put the wood in there first, which is the service, to get the reward of the heat, the money. So make sure that you send us that email saying three-step plan, and that's yours. All right, the second C is our communication. There's three reasons why people buy from you, just three. You know this, Natalie, and I know this, and most everybody does this. People only buy from you for three reasons: if they know you, if they like you, and if they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I have Girl Scout cookies, Natalie, I don't even eat.
Exactly. I do the same thing.
All right. Now, K is knowledge. The more you learn, the more you earn, and the more you return.
Mm-hmm.
Give back. Constantly giving back. And the older you get, the more you'll the bigger the blessing that you will see in the long run because of your giving to others. When you're good to others, you're best to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the R is recreation. You've got to have fun in your life. Get out and do stuff. I ride the bike about 100 miles a week. I swim 4 days a week. I get the stretching in an hour before I do the ocean swims. I'll jump rope before I do the bike rides on Wednesday and Sunday. And do something. Get out and have fun. When do you get to? Pretty soon. Oh, my knee is sore, Ethel. Will you? My back. Massage my back a little. No. Get out there and start having some fun now. And the S is the spiritual side of our lives. I didn't say religion. The spiritual side. I'm very connected, and you've indicated through your the introduction to the series here about God, and I love it. I think it's great. So, now, those are the eight sides of our lives, checkers, that we need to give attention to play the game of life. Now, those are the building blocks. The mortar that holds them all together is balance. You balance all that out, do a little of each of the three, keep them in balance, because if we got to keep everything in balance. Let me just put it that way. And that holds it all together, and then you're going to live the life that you really want.
You can feel that's fantastic. You can feel have the energy and the health and the stamina to keep on going without the aches and pains, right?
Really? Oh gosh, yes, and the aches and pains of no, like for they're foreclosing on my health. I said, what are we going to do, honey? No. Implement those and get on with life, because living is too short, dying is way too long.
Mm-hmm. Way, way too long. So when you've heard of people with having depressions, anxiety, even other issues, I would imagine there's certain things that are balances that do require medicine. I mean, basically, we've got a lot of cures these days that we didn't have, you know, years and years ago. So there's a balance. Do you find that there's a lot of issues that nutrition and health just can cure? I mean, without taking lots of drugs. And I'm not, you know, of course, we're not here to discuss medicines or no medicines. And, of course, medicines are many times very important. But do you find that just change your diet and all of a sudden you may notice you're not depressed anymore, or anxiety goes away?
Remember, it's going to take, for us to be totally healthy, we have to implement a certain amount of, it's just not nutrition, okay? Nutrition is where we focus, but we implement the 9 conditions to be totally healthy.
So, okay, and we won't get into the 9 conditions. I guess we won't have, is that?
No, let's do this. Let's talk about how we can get a new start on life, okay?
Okay.
And
absolutely.
Once we get the people well, what's the use if we don't teach them how to stay well for life?
Exactly.
And there's 9 conditions that we must implement to get a new start on our lives. And I was doing a lot of gigs up in Alabama this one time, and I never forget, Bobby Giles was his name, and he says, Dr. Wayne, would you like to come up to Alabama? I got some seminars I want you to do. He had me booked for 14 gigs, Natalie, in a 12-day period. And each presentation was in a different town. So we would do one in the afternoon, tear the stadium down, get in the vehicle, and go to the next town and set up for the evening. It was a lot of work. So we did it. But here's something that I learned. Everybody used to come up, and I don't think there was one presentation we did that somebody didn't ask me this one question. Doc, do you think I can get me a new start on life there, son? I said, and they don't say Montgomery, they say Montgomery. And
yes.
So I said, a new start. Everybody's asking me that. Let me just play with that word, I thought, when I got back to the office here. And I wrote down a few things that I knew that was essential to being healthy. And then I just started filling in the blanks on a new start. So if everybody will also write down on down the page, not across the page, a new start. The A is attitude. The N is nutrition. The E is exercise. The W is water. The S is sunshine. The T is tenacity. The A is air. The R is rest. And the T is temperance in all we do. So it takes more than just eating to get well and stay well. So those are the 9 conditions that we're going to implement in the series that you and I are going to do to show people
it.
How to stay well for life.
I'm so looking forward to this. You've given us so much information even just now. Dr. Wayne, how about letting us know what you feel would be the best definition of nutrition? And also talk to us a little bit about the 5 components to a healthy nutrition plan that you let your audience know about.
Okay, first of all, nutrition doesn't heal. As a matter of fact, it doesn't cure. There's no pill that cures. Now, this is coming from the medical profession that I'm telling you this. Dr. Melvin Belts, medical doctor for, in his practice over 40 years, okay? But he gave it up to go on around the world and teach. And he came to our church one time, and he spent 6 weeks. And I never missed one. He was so good. But one thing that I never forgot him saying, there is never a drug or a cure, or a pill that ever cured anybody. They may halt a disease process, but they never cure.
Mm-hmm.
I says, good one. And he spent 25 years as a surgeon on the vascular team and another 17 years on another part of that realm. I forgot the exact name of it. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Here's all nutrition is. It doesn't heal. It doesn't cure anything. It's a science, and it never changes. It's how we apply it that changes. And here's what it is. It's a series of four processes that the body employs to make food materials for the body to use. Now, what are those four series? The food has to break down. That's called digestion. The food has to get into the bloodstream. That's called absorption. The body will use it. It's called assimilation. And then the body will eliminate through one of the four channels of elimination, lungs, kidneys, skin, and bowels. That's called elimination. So the one we have the most say-so about is the breakdown of the food. So once we get that down, so there's four series. It's a series of four processes that the body employs to make food materials for the body to use. We're going to be teaching you the science of nutrition and our DV series called Is Your Diet a Riot? .com. Is Your Diet a Riot? .com. That shows you the three foods to avoid at all cost in your life. It shows you the three commandments to eating so that everything you eat stands the best chance of digesting. And the third one is, here's your breakfast, here's your lunch, here's your dinner, and why.
Six times a day? Okay.
I beg your pardon?
No, I mean, people should eat three times a day, not six times a day or different times of the...
Well, I always say eat when you're hungry, but never eat within 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed.
Okay.
It's amazing that people actually eat before they go to bed. 75% of our energy goes to breaking the food down, absorbing, assimilating, and eliminating. That's why people who eat before they go to bed at night have horrible dreams. They don't get up in the morning very rested. They get up to a cup of coffee or maybe a double or whatever, and they're anxious. They're going around, and then they get in the car and they drive to go to work. That's something they don't like. It's ridiculous. And when you and I do the series together, you're going to discover all of that stuff. So nutrition is a science, and it never changes. It's how we apply it that changes. And here's five components to a healthy nutrition plan that if you go by this, you will have pretty much your nutrition plan a great foundation to start with. One of the things that we wanted to do, and what my quest in this industry was to show people, number one, the science of how we work. Now, the biggest quest after they had our large chart, and it's called CombineWhenYouDine.com. When they get that large chart.
CombineWhenYouDine.com, okay.
Yeah, CombineWhenYouDine.com. And that piece of work there is in 37 countries. We've been very blessed. It's all over the world. We're just excited about it. Now, beliefs will only be beliefs as long as we have people out there to believe them. But truth will always be truth, whether we believe it or not. So as long as you speak the truth and let the dignity of your example be the message, then you win. Now, before I give you the five components to a healthy nutrition plan, let me say this. You have to ask yourself, how many times has Hamlet been played, Natalie?
Many, probably.
Millions. Yeah. But when Richard Burton did it, wow. Same message, different messenger. So the messenger has to be more important than the message. We need to let the dignity of our example be the message and watch what happens. I am amazed at how many people come to our office with weight loss programs when they themselves needs an overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look at you, Natalie, and they'll say, well, I lost me a half a pound yesterday. I said, where did you go to weigh a half a pound? I mean, come on. So we judge systems by individuals and not by the validity of the principles. Let the dignity of your example, no matter what you do in life, if it's teaching, if it's farming, if it's what have you, okay? Let the dignity of your example be the message. And I have to compliment you, Natalie. If you were going to teach me how to be healthy, I would listen. You're a healthy lady. You've got a good spiritual conviction to you, which I strongly admire, and you're giving back. You're doing these series here. You've experienced some great success in your life, but when we're good to others, we're best to ourselves.
Thank you very much. It just you grow and you say, I have to serve or make a difference, right? It doesn't, if otherwise, what are we doing? It just, I don't know.
Thank you.
But we do have to be good to ourselves. I think as women tend to take care of everyone else first, you know, and then I don't want to, I'm not saying men do too, but I mean, just it's a common thing, and it's really important to learn to take care of all of us, our whole body,
yes.
Whole combination.
So let's talk about these five components to a healthy nutrition plan.
Okay.
Number one, we need to eat foods when they're in season.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, now let's just say you don't have our food combining guide on combinewhenyoudine.com. Let's say you don't have that. How can you tell when foods are in season? There's two ways. When you go into the store, into your grocery store or wherever, whatever the most abundant at the time, and when they're the cheapest.
Makes sense.
Now, why should I eat when in season? Well, there's different times that it wouldn't do you any good eating watermelons at Christmas. They don't grow then. They're not good for you then. They don't supply your body with what you require at that time of year. And it's easy to go ahead and eat the foods when they're in season because each season has 6 2-week periods, okay? And
that's
each
it?
Two, yeah. Well, no, you have 4 seasons. Each season has 6 2-week periods. So each of those 2-week periods has a certain food that dominates that 2-week season. This was a great discovery to me. I mean, you might have.
That's amazing. I never.
Yeah, you might we have a mango named after me, okay? And we're known as the Mango Man because we have trademarked the Mango Man. We have the mango named after me. It's called the Pickering. It's been in existence for about 14 years. It's incredible. I'm so honored to have a mango named after us. But the point is this. Every year in June and July and August, each month we get about 100 to 150 bushels of mangoes delivered here, and they're all gone in a day. But each of those months have 2 to 3 different kinds of mangoes in season. And we get as many as we can, but mangoes, by the way, are the most widely grown fruit in the world with over 5,500 varieties. That's 5,500 varieties. Is that amazing?
I never knew that.
Amazing. And you'll never guess what the second largest selling or growing fruit in the world. Apples.
Corn? Apples.
No, apples.
Okay.
And then the third one is bananas. We're talking fruit now, not the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas. I thought bananas would be the most. No, no. Those other two beat it. Now, with that said, eat foods when they're in season. You change your fitness per season. You change your marketing and your business per season. You know that, and I know that. We change our eating habits per season. Everything changes per season. Embrace that piece of knowledge right there. Number two, of the five components to a healthy nutrition plan, eat foods if they can grow in your type of environment.
Really?
Oh, yes. And here's the reason. Most foods are picked prematurely for the traveling and the export and all of that process. Because a lot
that
of foods,
would just,
if you pick them ripe, they'll rot before they ever get there. Now,
right,
with today's technology and transportation, we get things to the destination at a much quicker rate or speed. But still, there's a lot of foods that will not mature after they're picked. And
so,
it doesn't do Eskimos any good eating, I'll bring watermelons back up, than they would if they were eating them down here in the sunny south. They don't grow there, number one.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, they don't grow there, number one. But number two, they would never fit their needs, do you see? All right, so number one, the five components to a healthy nutrition plan, eat foods when they're in season. Number two, if they can grow in your type of environment. Number three, suitable to the type of activity you're involved in. It doesn't do you any good.
Really?
Absolutely. It doesn't do you any good to go ahead and eat the same quantity and type of food if you're sitting behind a desk all day than it would be somebody doing triathlons or somebody out there cutting down trees for a living. So we need to eat the type of foods that suit the type of activity that we're involved in. And number four.
I never thought about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number four. We need to eat foods in a compatible combination with your body's digestive chemistry, respecting your acid-alkaline balance. And that was the reason for that large food combining guide on combinewhenyoudine.com that I shared with. In a compatible combination, if something's insane, we know that's not sane. Wouldn't you agree?
Right, exactly.
If something is inharmonious, we know it's not harmonious. If something's indigesting, that doesn't mean it's halfway digesting. It's not digesting. So what's happening? We're creating an incredible turmoil within our digestive system, and the body is doing everything it can to eliminate the waste. And it becomes very simple when you hear the series that you and I are going to bring to your audience here on how to get well, then stay well for life. They're going to understand all of that very easily. I do not condescend the medical community because they're doing some phenomenal things. I do not condescend the pharmaceutical industry because they're doing an incredible job of marketing their wares to somebody who wants them and is looking for them. I'm not going to condescend either of those two, like a lot of people in a natural health, if you will, movement tends to do. I don't do that. And we don't cure anything. We set the conditions of health in place to where people can go ahead and stand the best chance of allowing their body to heal, because there's a major difference between healing and curing. I'll just give that to you real quick, and we're going to be bringing that up in a...
I'm learning so much on this. It's amazing. Okay.
Thank you. There's a huge difference between healing and curing. Curing is something mankind tries to do. It comes from without, like we put into our system, and it's temporary, and it's most of the time negative.
Mm-hmm.
Healing comes from within, and it's something the body will do.
Fantastic.
And it's permanent, and it's positive. If we give the conditions of health to the body and give the body a chance with this. So here's the first four of the five components to a healthy nutrition plan. Eat foods when they're seasoned, according to the type of activity you're involved in, if they can grow in your type of environment. So the first one again, when they're in season, if they can grow in your type of environment. Number three, suited to the type of activity you're involved in. Number four, in a compatible combination with your body's digestive chemistry, respecting your acid-alkaline balance. You're going to learn all about that in the series we'll be talking about. Here's the fifth one. Eat more raw foods than cooked. If it's not fit raw, it's worse yet cooked.
Wow.
So
okay,
those five, if you can be cognizant of those and implement them, and what you do from Christmas to New Year's doesn't matter. It's what you do from New Year's to Christmas that matters. If you cheat once in a while, don't beat yourself up, but don't continue to do it.
Make it part of it. Wow.
Right. So those are your five components to a healthy nutrition plan. I hope that was clear.
And no, it helps. It helps a whole lot. Tell us, what are the three items that you should never eat? I was reading that.
Hoping that we could save that, but I'll give you a little summation of that. Okay.
Okay.
If it's white,
sorry about that.
It's not right. Keep away from it. Number two, if it fizzes, you'll fizzle very quickly. Number three, if it's greasy, it's sleazy. Keep it away from the body.
Wow.
Too many people, Natalie, are serving food today on the basis of taste and tradition, and they do it in haste and forgot nutrition.
That makes so much sense. Exactly. Well, I can't wait to get into your series. I've learned so much today, and this has been so wonderful. I want to talk to us briefly about supplements. What role do they play with sound nutrition? Because nowadays, I mean, between the environment, pollution, it just seems like a lot of the minerals in our grounds aren't as, you know, great as what they would have been years ago. And I'm not trying to sound negative. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about new supplements?
Okay, that's a very good question. Supplements, they're complements. They're not circumvents. They're there to complement the meal, Natalie, place of the meal. So we need to get the nutrition down and let the supplements become a bonus instead of an act of appeasement. It's amazing at how many people come to me, "Doc, what do you have that's good for my arthritis?" I said, no, you got the verbiage all wrong. You got to ask me, what's bad for your arthritis?
Makes sense.
Arthritis is a signal saying, hey, you're doing something wrong. Let me address the answer to the question there previous about when you talked about the three foods to avoid and all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've got enough time here. What do we have, about 5 or 6 minutes?
I think we've got about 10, actually.
Okay, good.
We're on this. Okay.
We have, everything starts in the body, Natalie, at the cellular level. And a single cell is called a zygote, Z-Y-G-O-T. So many cells make tissues. So many tissues make organs, and so many organs throughout the body make systems. And there are 10 systems that make up the human body: muscular system, skeletal system, glandular system, digestive system, reproductive system, and there's 10 of them. Okay, with that said, we have one more keeps everything in balance, and it's called your buffer system. Now, what that does, it helps to maintain balance, homeostasis. If we're deficient in something, the body, by way of the buffer system, will go somewhere and get it to balance it out of the body if it's not needed by the body.
Makes sense.
Make sense? Okay, now, with that said, kids who eat a lot of sugar, well, anybody, actually, any sugary foods, especially the kids now, notice what happens. Hey, Mom, let's do this. Come on, we got to go. Hey, and they're all over the place. What that does, those sugary foods, it has no calcium. So the body will go somewhere to get it. And the most readily available supply and source of calcium in our body is our nervous system. Now it goes in there and latches out some of the calcium to balance that out of the body. So now the kids are all amped up and they're hyper. And instead of stopping the problem, we riddle them up, we sedate them, we do this with this drug, that drug, whatever, rather than making the necessary changes. Because nobody likes change except a wet baby.
Well.
So the bottom line to this whole thing is people only want what they want when the want is more than the effort. We've made this so simple that people just, I've got to do that. And I have so many TV shows and everything that we've done in my 41 years in this business, and I had my own TV show down in Key West for a long time. And also we're doing the Gospel Hour over there in Orlando, which was filmed all over Europe and everything. And so show people how simple this is. But then we decided to go ahead, and you'll love this story, that let's do an in-home studio setting. So we filmed, quite a few of those. And by the way, anybody who gets our basic program listening to your show today, it's called GoGreenEatClean.com. GoGreenEatClean.com. When they get that, we're going to mail them, or email them while that program's coming to them, 14 videos. Here's your 5 breakfasts, your 4 lunches, your 5 dinners. And when we started doing those, you'll love this story. I was talking to the film crew, and my back was to the setting. So I was talking to let them know what we're going to do, and you know how you have to do. Mm-hmm. So I go back to the setting, and I look, what happened to all the fruit? And it was on the table, and all of a sudden, and we had this curtain over the table, and this little hand comes up, reaches around, and found the biggest strawberry, and she pulled it down, and I looked, and I goes, what do you know? Let me, what is that? So I just picked the curtain up just a little bit, and there was that little 2-year-old baby.
How precious.
The sweetest thing. Had strawberry all over her face, and she was smiling, and I picked her up, and I loved her and everything. And I said, no problem. We'll go back and buy some more. So and that picture that they took a picture of me with, that's on the front of one of the components of that GoGreenEatClean.com site.
Okay.
And it's a CD-ROM that we have. We're also adding now a brand new flash drive in there for people who can't put CD-ROMs in their computer anymore. But just the same.
That's great.
And so what they did, Natalie, you love it.
That's too funny.
They took a picture, and it's on the front cover of that CD-ROM. Now you know the story behind that. That was one of the most precious moments. Oh, it was awesome.
I love it.
So the whole point is this. We never supplement a bad diet, everybody. We correct a bad diet.
Makes so much sense. I would have never thought that the calcium would be coming out of your body if you're drinking. I don't drink sodas, but if somebody's drinking something fizzy, I would have never thought that it's going to deplete so much and take it out of your bones. Wow.
Well, here's the reason that does that, by the way. It's very high in phosphoric acid. Now, how do they make phosphoric acid? They take phosphate and sulfuric acid and make phosphoric acid. And you go, yum, I got to have that. Just because it tastes good. And it's because it's tradition. My dad drank this one. I got to drink this one. You follow?
So tradition follows in a lot of what people eat, right? Just from what you've grown up with. It is.
So people, again, are serving food today on the basis of taste and tradition, and they do it in haste and forgot nutrition.
Well.
Okay.
I love it. Well, we have got to have you back, and we'll do the series. This is just, I am so honored that we're able to come on today, and I've learned so much just in this hour. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Doc, it's the website, though, that we can send people to. There's several, but healththatlasts.com, also gogreeneatlean.com, right? And
gogreeneatclean.com.
Eat clean, okay. This is wonderful. So this has been so exciting. I can't wait to do the series. Is there any last, because we've got about 4 minutes left, do you have any closing comments for our audience?
Yes, as a matter of fact, let me say this to everybody that's listening. You're special. Don't forget that. God never made a stupid person. You're very special. You're not a garbage dump with a hairy lid. You own this is our corporate headquarters, and we own 100% stock in a blue chip corporation. Too many people sell their stock cheap. Put a high price tag on your stock. Do the best you can. Pretty soon life is over. I never thought I'd ever say that. Now, when we come back and do the series, we're going to show you how to go ahead and gauge out your time, because we want to do another little separate show together calling Having the Time of Your Life. And you will be shocked to know that you are actually here to last 125 years minimum.
Wow.
And you're going to see the science of all that. But anyway, so
I love it.
Never sell your stock cheap. Put a high price tag on your stock. Listen, you mentioned that I've done 50 triathlons, and I can remember on one of the first triathlons I ever did, I got a second-place trophy. Oh, I was so happy.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And, boy, you know, when I worked myself to the bone. You're running. You're swimming against 700 and so many people, and they're kicking and splashing and gouging. They don't mean to, but they're just nervous, too, and they're going like
right.
And then I've had bike accidents so bad. But when I went ahead and came across that finish line and was awarded a second-place trophy, come on now, they gave me this little bitty trophy. I go, what? You know what I did? I went down to the trophy store and bought me a big one. I tore that label off that little one, put it on that big one.
Did you?
Honestly, it was a wonderful day when I gave myself that trophy. We've got to reward ourselves with great things. Now, you are so special. You've got a brand new body. Check this out. Every 2 to 3 days, you've got a whole new lining in your mouth. Every 3 to 5 days, a whole new intestinal lining. 11 days, all new respiratory lining. Every 15 days, all new white blood cells. Every 30 days, all new red ones. Every 6 months, you've got a whole new bloodstream. And every 9 months, you've got all new cells, 75 to 90 trillion of them you've got. Every 2 years, you get all new bones. Every 7 years, you got a new body. You got to take care. You're a miracle. You are the miracle of the wonderful you. Don't ever give up your health in your quest for wealth. Because you will, not maybe, you will spend all that wealth to regain your health. And you know what happens, Natalie, when you die? Your brother-in-law gets to drive your car. Now, that's a bummer.
You certainly can't take it with you.
Thanks for having me
not
on the show.
Not at all. This has been such a pleasure. And we are at the end. It cuts us off, which I don't like that, but this has been such a wonderful show. And I will talk to you soon, and we'll come back. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.